Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long is here to join us. Dwayne, it is an absolutely beautiful day in the state of Ohio.
It is, and we're stringing them together. That's the good thing.
I say this every year when we get a nice burst of weather, but Mr. Bucknuts always said if the weather was like this in Dayton every day, we'd have 800,000 people living here. This just in, we don't have 800,000 people living here. The news of the day is big. Ohio State will host its annual Pro Day today. It takes on a larger importance this year because of the lack of an NFL combine. Many, many Buckeyes will be there to show their wares. The number one guy everyone will be watching is Justin Fields, especially after the performance Zach Wilson put on at BYU's Pro Day. Fields is now, by many accounts, angling for the number three spot among quarterbacks. This will be televised at 1 p.m. live. This is something you're going to want to follow. We've always had highlights. We've never been able to watch it live. And even though they often let media attend, they put you about 500 yards away and you can't get a great look at everything. So this will be the best inside look at Pro Day you've ever had. We will be there with bells on. Dwayne, we discussed this for months about Justin Fields. We thought he could be the number two quarterback. That seems to have gone away, and now he's in a battle to be number three. What's it going to take from him today?
He's going to have to be the quarterback he was when he had more touchdowns than incompletions. That's what he's going to have to do. I watched Wilson throw in that Pro Day. I watched it on the NFL Network. My Lord, I hadn't seen him before. Because I just wrote him off. He's BYU, no big deal. He's playing against a bunch of guys that that would be MAC quality at best here. And no, he's brilliant. He's got a big arm, and some of the throws. One I'm never going to forget is he's right-handed. He's rolling left and throws the ball 50 yards back toward the right. As he's running left, and hits the receiver running around in the chest. It was incredible, and that he had so many throws like that. That was something to see. If Fields throws the ball better than that today, I am going to be left speechless.
Justin Fields and Ohio State and Justin Fields' NFL representation also had access to Zach Wilson's Pro Day on national television. My guess is Fields tries to make the exact same throw from about 5 yards deeper so they can put them next to each other. I get that Zach Wilson looked great. I do understand that he has solidified himself as the number two overall pick, and that is an ivory tower decision made with information I don't have access to. But I can tell you this, Justin Fields is going to look very, very good today. There are not many athletes who look better in t-shirt and shorts running around. You're talking about basically Evan Ingram size playing quarterback. A lot of guys will work out today. One of the other marquee names, Sean Wade, will not work out because of a lingering injury. There's money to be made there today, and Ohio State always has a nice fast track, so let's watch those 40s. Perhaps more interesting, though, is Ryan Day addressed the media recently to kind of update everybody on spring practice. He was generally non-committal, so let's stick with the issue he was non-committalist about, and that is quarterback. We are hearing that C.J. Stroud is getting a majority of the first-team reps. However, he was very clear that the starting quarterback job will not be decided until after the season opener. What do you make of that statement, and how would you kind of process that as we go forward?
It's coach speak. I talk about this. How many years I've been talking about this? People, I don't listen to the press conferences because they're just going to tell you what they want to. It's propaganda. It's just like the player of the game stuff. It's propaganda. Okay, I understand the coaches have to say something. Well, they don't want everybody to know what's going on, so I don't get mad about it. I just people take what the coaches are saying as gospel, and then the exact opposite happens. And that's what's going on now. Word is starting to trickle out. Everybody's got a contact saying, look, Stroud is soaking up most of the reps over there. It's not going to be decided till after the first game. Come on, man. You got to have all three guys throwing the ball, but try to get it as equal as possible. But you let one guy dominate the reps, and you're saying it's not going to be decided until after the first game. That is a don't pee down my leg and tell me it's raining thing.
Yeah, I also think we have to be cognizant of the fact quarterback today is the transfer portal dream for so many other teams. Ohio State's going to have a plethora of dudes. You want to have them all in the mix as long as possible. Every camp, we kind of get a darling of the team where the fans get behind one guy. Often it's a Cinderella story, or it can be someone who shined the year before. In this case, it's a double whammy. Mayan Meatball Williams even has the third level, a anecdotal nickname to go along with it, has really stolen the fancy of Bucknutters and I think Ohio State fans. He has been getting some reps with the first team. Lest we forget, he shined last year against Clemson and then was unable to play against Alabama due to the COVID. You think Mayan Williams has a chance to challenge Master Teague for most carries on the team?
I don't see why he shouldn't. But here's the thing. You put me in a room with people who think Teague is the best back on this team. There's going to be an echo in that room because there's going to be so few people in it. It's just he has not earned it. Trey Sermon just completely took the starting job away from him. I mean, he's had most reps. He was the most impressive by far. I've seen Sermon, one of the top five backs in the draft, on a couple of draft projections. That's not going to happen with Teague. Teague is a very one-dimensional guy. If you give him a hole, he's going to hit it hard, and you better hope you get him there because you're not going to get him later. The guy can run. He's fast. He's going to run a 4.4 or less. Not going to surprise me at all. But he just does not have that thing. One thing that we got with Dobbins was Dobbins just he could skip and be on to the next place because of vision. He sees he's looking for the hole. Teague, it's got to be right there in front of him. So somebody who comes in and can do that, can bounce outside and take it to the next gap. That's something that we saw with Williams. There's no reason for him not to get more reps in practice. I know they're not gonna push Crowley too hard, and we'll see with Henderson. They got to earn it, man. They're not just gonna hand it to him. I'm saying that I believe Henderson be the starter here before the end of the season, but he's gonna have to earn it. You can't just hand it to him. He's also got to pick up blocking assignments, that kind of stuff. But Williams, absolutely, he was running better than Teague at the end of the year.
I think the running back position might have a little different slant if there was a veteran quarterback in there. Are they really going to throw out a first-year starter at quarterback with a first-year starter at running back? I don't see that happening, at least not early on, like you said. We're going to take a quick break, come back, get into more personnel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we are back. One tremendous offseason recruiting move by Ohio State was somehow convincing All-American Haskell Garrett to return. He's back. However, he's taking his spring off to nurse an injury. Probably doesn't matter that much in terms of Garrett. It's not like he needs more experience. A good chance for him to rest his body otherwise and let some other dudes get some important reps. Dwayne, Who are the other dudes that need to step up in Haskell Garrett's stead?
Well, the one that we need to step up is Jackson. You know, he wanted to come here anyway and ended up at Auburn, stayed there 1 year. And this guy comes out of that 2016 defensive tackle class, which was the best tackle class I've seen ever. And it just that great. He was one of them. He was one of the reasons. He played some last year. He started the year because of the injury situation and didn't really impress. But later on in the year, he started getting to play more, and I started seeing flash a little bit. So I think he's going to be the first one. He and Vincent will get in that rotation of those three. But I still think this, and I know you agree with me, Mike Hall has the potential to get in there as a freshman, and he could hit that two deep. I'm telling you, he could. And then we got a bunch of guys. Tyleek Williams is a kid that I love. I think he's going to be a player here. But, you know, so we've got some guys. 2 years ago, we brought some guys in. Didn't necessarily think it was the greatest class, but they were good football players. We need to see them. We haven't seen them, so maybe there's a guy out there that has got in the weight room. The game slowed down for him, and we'll see several of these guys that came in class 2 years ago that they'll start to step up and help us out a bit.
I could see Mike Hall being part of the rush package early on. I'm not sure I've ever seen a big guy come to Ohio State who has that quick of a first step. Day was generally non-committal. One guy he is high on, and if he comes out and says he's high on a guy and that he liked what he's done, you should bank on it. That is Lathan Ransom. He's a guy you've liked for a long time. It does seem like he's settling into a possibly even a leadership spot back there.
And look at what the kid did. He went in there. Hooker had made a mess and was not playing well. Let's just be honest. He was not playing well. Ransom got in there and never let job go. So he's got to be coming into spring brimming with confidence. And the kid, he's got the entire package. Dan, this guy can play the ball. He can come up and hit. He's just a complete safety. I love him in there with Proctor. I think that's a great combination. Now we get some of these cornerbacks to step up. Yeah, we'll be happy.
Just a reminder, Pro Day today, 1 p.m. It will be televised on ESPN, the Big Ten Network, and the NFL Network. Scheduled to compete for Ohio State, Tuff Borland, Baron Browning, Drew Chrisman, John Cooper, Wyatt Davis, Luke Farrell, Justin Fields, Blake Hobiel, Jake Hossman, Justin Hilliard, DJ Saunders, Trey Sermon, Tommy Togiai, and Pete Werner. Guys, we have spent a lot of time with over the last 4 or 5 years are going to get a chance to do it in front of everybody. We hope they put on a great show and make themselves some serious, serious cash. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.